I just want to wrap up on attachment. You know, because usually it's spoken of in terms of our body, our possessions, and our friends and relatives. But I thought just to mention also that we get very attached to our ideas. Yeah. And that this can be, oh, no, never, huh? Not you, yeah. Just the rest of us. Because her ideas are right. She's not attached to them. They're just right. So that's the way we think, isn't it? I'm not attached to my ideas. They're just right and everybody should believe in them. But this is really the source of a lot of conflict. You know, when we're working together with people, it's not always, you know, you get this, you want this, and I want that in terms of physical things. But it's, I want to do it this way, you want to do it that way. And, you know, forget it. Yeah. And so we get very attached to ideas. We see this in religion. People get very attached to their religious beliefs, you know, and that creates a lot of sectarianism, a lot of prejudice. America, we keep inventing new religions all the time, you know. No, it's very interesting. I mean, because back in Europe, you know, when they got fed up, they moved here. And then here, you know, each religion has so many different branches that it doesn't have back in Europe. You know, because every time something happened here within one branch, then a splinter group came out of it, you know, and they're attached to their ideas and, you know, broke away and started, you know, a new denomination of whatever, okay? We're very attached to our political ideas, and this creates so much rancor and really disgusting talk among the politicians these days, you know. No ability to work together because people are very attached to their ideas. And, you know, even within a family, within a workplace, within a monastery, you know, we can get very attached to our way of doing things, you know, and what we think or our interpretation of a passage, you know, in the sutras or our way of washing the dishes or, you know, our way of doing something in the garden. And, you know, we just cling on to it. And I remember a friend of mine telling me that, I forget if it was the senior or the junior in the monastery telling me this story. But it was a junior who was, you know, in training, who was really resisting the way the senior was teaching them how to do something. And the junior is saying, but, you know, you keep telling me this is just, you know, it's just a form, so if it's just a form, why can't we change it, you know? And the senior said, well, if it's just a form, why can't you do it the way the rest of us do it? Yeah. So, you know, this is, you know, you can see a lot of attachment there. But, you know, you come into a monastery, and this is one of the big things, is, you know, you need to get trained. And so there's all these little things that, you know, we have our way of doing, and we just won't budge on. And, you know, one of the big trainings you go through here is to open your mind to the idea that there may be other ways of doing things besides our way. You know, I know what an innovative idea that is. You know, and that it could actually be enriching to us to do something in a new way instead of doing it the same old way. Yeah. So, you know, if we have this kind of idea and bring it into, you know, whoever we're working with, then, you know, you could see in the business world a lot of meetings would be really shorter if instead of everybody digging their heels in and being attached to their ideas, if, you know, to say, okay, well, let's try a new way of doing it, and then we can come back afterwards and reassess, and everybody learn from it. Yeah? So that can be a good way, just kind of playing with things instead of being so attached to them.